Thanks for giving customer service a call. My name's Amia. How may I assist you?
Hi, I'm just calling to, I have a charge on my my charge card bill, and it was to this number. Can you tell me what this is? What business is this?
Sure, I'd be more than happy to look into it. Just bear with me this one brief moment.
Mm-hmm.
Your zip code would be?
06460.
You said 0460?
06460.
06460. Mm-hmm. That first and last name would be?
The name is on the car. Let's see. Well, it was either Linda Gill or Thomas Gill.
One moment. Okay. G-I-L-L, you said?
Yes.
Alrighty, we have with Linda Gill. Billing address for security purposes, please, Ms. Gill.
17 Sylvan Court, Milford, Connecticut.
Thank you for that information. Let's see, it's just loading. One moment. Alrighty. So, yes, ma'am, reviewing the account shows that there was a pulse oximeter that was purchased, and that was back on the 21st of January. Now, I do understand with that pulse oximeter that was purchased, it was only for the shipping and handling charge of $9.97, and that's what it was all pertaining to. That $59.97 charge only came off the account due to the fact that there was a 24 to 48-hour time frame to call in to cancel the account. If it was not called in to cancel, then a subscription charge of $59.97 would apply to the account, and you would
It was for what, though?
I was still getting into that for you.
You will be
emailed a $125 value gift card, so you will be able to order more gadgets off the website.
Oh, it was for that air purifier or something?
No, it wasn't for the pulse oximeter. Not the pulse oximeter. It wasn't for the purifier. I meant to say purifier, not pulse oximeter. No, it was for the $125 value gift card that was emailed to you.
Gift card? What? I didn't get no gift card.
So, yes, ma'am, it was emailed to you around the 24th of January, so it could have possibly fell into your spam or your junk folder, but we did email that gift card, so you'll be able to order more items. Now, if you wish.
Okay, anyway, I don't want to do this. How do I get out of this?
Okay, I can most definitely go ahead and cancel the account for you. There will be an email confirming the cancellation within the next 24 to 48-hour time frame.
Mm-hmm.
Also, regarding the charge on the account, we are able to provide you with a 35% refund.
Oh, okay.
It will fall back into your account within the next 3 to 5 business days or however long it does take your bank to release the findings. I do have that cancellation number for you whenever you're ready.
Okay, go ahead.
That's going to be C as in Charlie.
Mm-hmm.
258.
258. Uh-huh.
804.
514. Okay, that was C as in Charlie, 258-804-514.
That is correct.
All right, and that's the cancellation number. So 35% of the $59.97, is that it?
Yes, ma'am. It will fall back into your account within the next 3 to 5 business days.
Okay, so, okay, and I'm going to get an email, you said?
24 to 48 hours, yes, ma'am.
Okay, in 24 to 48 hours, and it will be under this Dream, what is it, DreamFast?
Yes, ma'am.
Home Supply? Email, okay, and on the email, that's, what do I have to do with the email?
No, you can't. Just... No, it's just confirmed that everything has already been canceled.
Oh, I see what you just did. I'm going to get an email about it. Okay.
Yes, ma'am.
Okay, so, and then I'll be out of this, right?
Right. You're out of it right now. Everything is canceled.
Oh, I see. So this won't be charged anymore on here.
Correct.
Okay. All right. And your name again, please?
Amia, A-M-I-A.
Okay. All right, then. All right. Thank you.
No problem. Thanks for calling customer service, and you enjoy your day.
Okay. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.